USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Five detained U.S. citizens were released by Iran in a deal with the Biden administration. Secretary of State Antony Blinken greeted them as they arrived in Doha.
The freedom of these Americans means some pretty basic things. It means that husbands and wives, fathers and children, grandparents can hug each other again.
The agreement involves the transfer of $6 billion from South Korea to Qatar, along with the release of five Iranians facing U.S. charges. The Americans are now on a flight from Qatar to the United States. Hunter Biden has sued the Internal Revenue Service, alleging that its agents illegally released his tax information and failed to protect his private records. The lawsuit filed this morning cites two major examples, an IRS agents Gary Shapley and Joseph Ziegler, two whistleblowers who claim the IRS mishandled aspects of its previous investigation into Hunter Biden. His lawyers wrote that Mr. Biden has no fewer or lesser rights than any other American citizen, and no government agency or government agent has free rein to violate his rights simply because of who he is. The CDC is recommending COVID boosters for everyone aged 6 months and up, but compliance is uncertain. Vaccine mandates, previous outreach efforts, and urgency have waned. The CDC acknowledges the challenge, with 75% of Americans skipping last year's booster. The United Auto Workers strike against Detroit's big three automakers has entered its fourth day. The union held meetings with Ford and General Motors over the weekend, and a meeting with Stellantis is planned for today. Auto workers are pushing for improved pay and pension benefits. Two pilots competing in the National Championship Air Races in Reno died on Sunday after their planes collided while landing. The accident took place Sunday during a race at the conclusion of the five-day air show. Fred Telling, chairman of the Reno Air Racing Association, wrote that he was completely devastated. This is USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Discussion surrounding a renewed attempt at bipartisan immigration reform is gaining momentum. However, Senator John Cornyn of Texas said he had hoped some sort of reforms would have happened by now.
My thought was that at some point, things would get so bad that President Biden might be prompted to actually do something. And I guess I was wrong.
Since President Biden took office, more than 5.5 million people have entered the country illegally. It's been several years since a bipartisan effort has been made to address immigration policy reform. Authorities in Pennsylvania have announced that all 9 of the juveniles who escaped a juvenile detention facility in Morgantown, Pennsylvania, have been caught and are now in police custody. The 9 had escaped from Abraxas Academy around 8 p.m. when a riot broke out at the facility. After searching all Sunday night and this morning, state and local police were able to catch the escapees. All 9 of them will be charged with escape. Obesity is increasingly being blamed in heart disease fatalities. Research in the Journal of the American Heart Association reveals that it was mentioned on death certificates 3 times more frequently in 2020 than it was back in 1999. CDC data highlights over 280,000 obesity-related heart disease deaths in 2020. And Amazon is unveiling another Prime Day event. This one will be called Prime Big Deal Days. It is set for October 10th and 11th. The event will offer discounts on tech, home goods, fashion, and entertainment products. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Call 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418. 800-215-2418.